with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The death toll from this week's U.S. Capitol rioting has risen to 5. A Capitol police officer has died of injuries sustained at the scene. Earlier, a woman who was shot by police died of her injuries, and 3 others suffered medical emergencies. Condemning the attack as heinous, President Trump vowing those behind it will pay.
Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about impeaching the president again. 2 cabinet secretaries among high-ranking Trump administration officials who have resigned in the wake of the violence. Video of the rioting shows some Trump supporters trying to stop rioters from breaking into the Capitol. One woman is heard screaming, "No Antifa, no Antifa," as the violence unfolds. And the president calling for healing and reconciliation as Joe Biden prepares to take office.
The president finally acknowledges that Biden will be sworn in as president on January 20th.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
He says this moment calls for healing and reconciliation. Speaking in a White House video, he also has a message for his supporters.
I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, new research suggests that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine can protect against at least one of the new strains of the virus. The government's December jobs report due out this morning. Economists expect it will show that employers added 105,000 jobs last month. Wall Street, Dow futures up 76 points. And this is SRN News.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
One of America's most respected talk show hosts is here, Dennis Prager, every weekday afternoon from 1 till 3 p.m. on AM 600 and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Mordman. The Lot J deal is basically the same as when it was announced and very close to actually happening. Yesterday, the Jacksonville City Council voted down revisions, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if Jaguars owner Shad Khan relocated the team. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development just needs to pass one more council vote to become reality. That vote could be taken this coming Tuesday. More than 67,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including over 760 deaths. In St. John's County, where there have been over 14,000 infections, all 400 vaccination appointments for this week were taken yesterday morning in less than half an hour. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Florida is still in a state of emergency due to the pandemic. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Good morning. Partly cloudy skies today. We'll have a high of 59. Mostly cloudy early tonight, then partly cloudy after midnight. Our low will be about 40. Right now, it's 51 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward. Following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, Friday morning. Wow, somebody's not moving quick this morning. Did you have a cup of coffee?
Well, some things have been set differently. The studio was reconfigured and I just caught it.
Can we just leave notes for everybody at night? Don't touch the air condition. Don't touch the notes. I'm just messing. Anyway, I know. Anyway, hey, good morning. Coming up on 5 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Sit back because the spin is about to begin. Not from us, because we revise the spin. We give you our own spin, but it doesn't matter if whether or not you politically agree with this or not. The facts that we present on this radio show are indisputable. But the spin now, of course, is going to come out. President Trump now, the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked. And some are calling for local Congressman John Rutherford. He's got to resign. He was all inciting the riots taking place. So sit back. We got a lot of news to get to right here on Talk Radio WBOB. So President Trump now says it's time for the transition of power to take place.
We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
But that's not enough for the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and even a few Republicans are now asking, just with just the, some days left of the Trump presidency, that the 25th Amendment be invoked.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer threatening that if the remaining cabinet members do not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from power, they will move to impeach him.
The vice president can invoke the 25th Amendment today, and if the cabinet votes, he's gone. They should do it now.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office. This is urgent. This is emergency of the highest magnitude.
Even one of his closest allies and frequent golfing partner, Senator Lindsey Graham, pulled the ripcord on their relationship. But Graham also dismissing the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment.
Again, a waste of time, but they want to invoke the 25th Amendment. Joe Biden, following the Capitol Hill protest, where was he when it came to the Black Lives Matter protests? Absolutely quiet. But when it came to the Capitol Hill, guess what? He called them domestic terrorists.
What we witnessed yesterday was not dissent. It was not disorder. It was not protest. It was chaos. They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists. Domestic terrorists.
We knew this was going to come up. We talked about it on the radio show earlier. Joe Biden, and now this is going to be a big conversation throughout the day, is the riots and the protests compared to those of Black Lives Matter. For example, if the protests had been those of the Black Lives Matter, Biden says they would have been treated much differently.
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, They wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. We all know that's true. And it is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
We'll go to get to the comparisons here in just a little bit. Here's from Sonny Hostin, one of the co-hosts from The View. The Black Lives Matter. Wait, can you imagine if people of color had gone to protest at Capitol Hill? She goes, wait a second. She goes, compared to what we saw recently, where was the tear gas? Where were the rubber bullets?
I was thinking, where's the National Guard? Where are the rubber bullets? Where is the tear gas? Where is the show of force protecting federal property? Yeah, and I thought the type of police restraint that we saw is the type of police restraint that I wish had been shown during the Black Lives Matter protests and the protests against police brutality.
But she doesn't tell you that there was tear gas used. There was bullets exchanged. Four people died.
Yeah.
A former Air Force, somebody who served in the military.
Veteran.
She died as well. Listen, nobody condoned the protest, but did you see them burn anything? All it gets better. Here was ABC's TJ Holmes interviewing Black Lives Matter's Patrice Cullors. That, can you imagine if this been Black Lives Matter individuals protesting? They would have been massacred by the Capitol Hill police.
What if that was us? Essentially, that was the question being asked. So you tell me, what is the answer if all of those thousands we saw, you changed that skin color and saw us climbing?
By the way, I did see quite a few black people at the Capitol Hill protest. But what if it had been us, Patrice? What do you think?
The walls breaking the windows of the Capitol. How would this have gone down?
It wouldn't have happened, first of all. We would have had cops in riot gear. They would have had a full-on response to...
It wouldn't have happened because it wasn't going to be allowed to happen under a Trump administration. Remember, you guys burning an historical... Was it a historical church in D.C.? And police stopped you from going any further. More of the clip.
Black Lives Matter protests like we witnessed over the summer of last year, which was mostly peaceful protesters being tear-gassed, rubber-bulleted, and brutalized just for calling for the ending of the killing of Black people by law enforcement. And so we would have not seen if it were Black people. I say it would have been a massacre if it was Black people trying to charge the Capitol.
Let's get to more other clips out of here. Here we go. Capitol protesters. Could you imagine if they look like me? Says CNN's Don Lemon to his brother there, Chris Cuomo. That's right, brother in arms when it comes to the journalistic view at CNN.
Imagine if the people on that Capitol today look like me, Chris. Where do you think we would have been today?
Would have been a bloodbath.
And that is the truth.
Now,
we saw the proof when there were peaceful protests, and if you don't believe it, we have the video of people marching on the Capitol because they wanted prison reform. They wanted police reform. They wanted criminal justice reform. And they were marching. And guess what? They were gassed.
They were just gassed because they were Black? Can you show me that video? Because we covered it. It didn't happen. Columnist Mark Stein says, it's amazing. You look at the Capitol Hill protests. It's okay for one group like liberals to do it, but not for conservatives?
It's always interesting to me that people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve. And so I've listened to all this blather for whatever it is, 6 or 7 hours now, where people are saying, starting with the vice president down, oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. Right. So it's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis. It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
But we know one main group that incited all of this. In fact, they've been inciting this for quite a few decades, according to MSNBC's Katie Tour. That's right, media, talk radio, Fox News, quote, has been tearing down the trust in our institutions, and it'll take a long time to put it back up.
There are voices, very loud, prominent, influential voices that have spent decades tearing down trust in our institutions, tearing down education, tearing down facts, tearing down the media, etc. And you don't build that back overnight. To influential voices in the media, and most importantly, the conservative media, people like Rush Limbaugh, people on Fox News, the ones who have been tearing things down for decades for their own benefit.
Right. So the liberal media gets a free pass. They're the ones that tore down the trust of an election integrity back 4 years ago. They're the ones that went along and co-opted with the Democrats by calling this president illegitimate. Don't have to warrant and agree with the president, current president's post-election actions out there. Nobody has, well, some of you have, I haven't. But then again, this has all been blamed on conservative talk radio, and because of them, it's all has to come to an end. Here's some of the CNN commentators calling Black Lives Matter. If I mean, again, the protest done by Capitol Hill, they're domestic terrorists. But if you call BLM and what they did, if you call them domestic terrorists, those are controversial comments.
For much of the destruction that we saw from riots in the wake of the death of George Floyd, the police union president also offering what some will see as very controversial comments about the group Black Lives Matter, equating some of them to domestic terrorists.
Equivalating some of them to domestic terrorists. There you go, Raj. So that's going to be the spin for today.
It's all your fault. You're a conservative talk show host.
That's right. It's all our fault. And now, in fact, wait, folks, in just a few moments, wait till you hear some of the stories where, and you knew this was going to happen, in the state of Florida, local news groups and TV stations wanted to go talk to local Black leaders. And local black leaders made this Capitol Hill protest all about race. I don't know how race got involved with this, but now they're comparing. Evidently, somebody's revising history out there, because all of the BLM protests last summer were all peaceful compared to what took place recently at Capitol Hill. Okay, if you want to mix apples and apples, let's do it. I don't condone any of this, but if you want to mix it, in court of law, we're going to talk about it coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 headed south right before Phillips. Add an extra couple minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40. Right now, 51 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine. And some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
So I don't know if this was done by Action News Jax. I know First Coast News and News 4 Jax. And I get along with quite a few of the people. I both get several of these news groups out there. Decided to do a story. So they interviewed Ben Frazier from the Northside Coalition and a couple of others out there by trying to make this, and it turned into a race issue from what took place this past Wednesday at Capitol Hill versus what happened at the peaceful protest that happened here locally with BLM protests. So let's get to it. Here from News 4 Jax was Marilyn Parker setting this up about how that the BLM protests here locally were singled out, but yet were treated much different. Can you imagine if this had happened up at Capitol Hill this past week?
Now, I can remember clear as day seeing protesters hit with tear gas in the lawn you see behind me, and even over on this side in the middle of the road, there was a line of police officers making several arrests. Jacksonville organizers who I spoke with say there is a clear difference in those protests from over the summer versus what went down at the Capitol.
Really? You mean to tell me there were no tear gas? I saw tear gas happen on Wednesday. So what video were you guys watching that I wasn't? Here is from, I guess this is The Shift, Jax, Aaliyah Kaur, along with Ben Frazier, who's being interviewed by News 4 Jax. Here we go.
Aaliyah Kaur is one of the organizers for The Shift, Jax. It's a social justice group that held protests over the summer.
Black Lives Matter movement is fighting for freedom, and those people were fighting for power.
Black Lives Matter was fighting for freedom. Freedom of what? They weren't fighting for power? Here's Ben Frazier.
President of the Northside Coalition, Ben Frazier, says this doesn't surprise him at all.
What we saw was the glaring display of racial discrimination in law enforcement.
At Jacksonville protests over the summer, Frazier says JSO, quote, over-responded and overreacted to what he called a peaceful movement.
Really? Here is, you guys ready for more here? Because I want to get to, Here's more of Ben Frazier from the Northside Coalition.
Law enforcement in D.C. allowed a violent, armed, white mob, a self-appointed group of white insurrectionists, anarchists, and rebels to march around inside the Capitol. Most of the BLM protests were peaceful events, met with a massive police presence and officers dressed in riot gear. By comparison, the white mob at the Capitol faced comparatively little resistance from the police.
The white mob. Here's what Sheriff Mike Williams said about the Black Lives Matter protests that happened last year.
Roughly 200 people that had hung around since the initial protest began to confront police officers. They began to throw rocks. They attacked several police officers. They vandalized several police cars, attempting to light them on fire, but a lot of direct action against the first responders that were out there protecting that peaceful protest from earlier today. We had one officer who was stabbed or slashed in the neck to rescue officers. We had to deploy some of those. We had to deploy the SWAT team to rescue two officers who were surrounded by about 50 protesters getting on the ground, getting beaten, and would have gotten beaten to death.
Hmm.
Had we not been able to respond to that.
And yes, and what took place on Wednesday was even just as bad when you looked at a Capitol Hill police officer who passed away. You looked at a Air Force veteran who passed away. Three others had passed away as well. But if you want to compare in a court of law what took place, which was uncalled for, by yes, Trump supporters, and yes, opportunists from the QAnon crowd and a bunch of other people who should have been working instead of being at a Stop the Steal rally, because you wouldn't have stopped it anyway. But yet those out there that said, well, wait a second, JSO overdid it. We had peaceful protests. I'll take, unfortunately, in a court of law, I didn't see buildings being burnt down on Wednesday.
Right.
I didn't see people being stoned on Wednesday. I didn't see cop cars being blown up on Wednesday. I didn't see cops being yelled at using the N-word by those of the BLM protest. So if you want to compare the two, in most cases, you can't compare them.
One glaring issue that we are failing to forget, if you remember the BLM protesters there, first of all, two things. One, there was precedent. And the what happened in Washington, D.C., as tragic as it was, most Washington, D.C. protests are peaceful. So I don't believe that the Capitol Police were really prepared or even thinking anything bad was going to happen.
I agree.
It would just be a typical Washington, D.C. event. Secondly, remember the BLM protesters? Black people were sitting at home watching it on TV. It was mostly white guys.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, in tragic as it was, and we had no way in condoning it, I remember they had an APB. They were looking for this one guy who attacked a police officer. Here's his picture. It was all over the news, all over the internet. He was a white guy.
Yeah. We covered him in Tallahassee. I called up Roger. I go, man, there's 80%. It's all white people. Ain't no black people here at the BLM protest. So can you compare the two? Yes or no?
Some black people, but certainly not the overwhelming majority.
So does Ben Frazier and others have a credibility problem here? I would say yes. Or do they have a point that the two can be compared, that those at the BLM and those that had peaceful protests, they say, were treated much differently based on their skin color? Do you agree with that? 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early, so our roads are still looking pretty good, but we do have some light traffic on 295 headed north, right between St. John's Bluff and Atlantic Boulevard. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40, right now 51 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 629, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, a group of activists calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down. He needs to resign, because he's now been implicated by the left for creating the ruckus that took place this past Wednesday. They said he was part of the sedition. He's a traitor is what they're calling him. So of all of this, wait till you hear the clips coming up next. Don't forget the email address, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. 800-480-0600. Your call's coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The death toll from this week's U.S. Capitol rioting has risen to 5. A Capitol police officer has died of injuries sustained at the scene. Condemning the attack as heinous, President Trump vows those behind it will pay. Two cabinet secretaries among high-ranking Trump administration officials who have resigned in the wake of the violence. Video of the rioting shows some Trump supporters trying to stop rioters from breaking into the Capitol complex. The president calling for healing and reconciliation as Joe Biden prepares to take office. The government's December employment report due out later this morning. Economists expect it will show that America's employers added about 105,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, Dow futures 93 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 61 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day. I'm Adam Boardman. A child was rushed to the hospital after he shot himself with a gun that he found in a thrift store. Action News Jax reports it happening yesterday at a place near Beach Boulevard in Jacksonville. Police say the child should be okay, the bullet hit him in the hand, and that they're still investigating. The Lot J deal looks pretty much the same as it did in the fall and could get the go-ahead within days. Yesterday, the Jacksonville City Council voted down revisions that would have killed a $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development just needs to pass one more council vote, which could be taken this coming Tuesday. Jacksonville police say they've caught a burglar who struck while people were at funerals. Jack Linz is looking at dozens of charges. He allegedly hit the homes of relatives of the deceased after reading the obituaries. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early, so our roads are still looking pretty good, but we do have some light traffic on 295 headed north, right between St. John's Bluff and Atlantic Boulevard. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40, right now 51 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine. Some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters. And a group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 6:34, good Friday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Always enjoy hearing from you. 904-831-0600, 831-0600. The president-elect Joe Biden comes out and says that if this had been Black Lives Matter, they would have been treated much differently. In other words, much harsher at the Capitol Hill rally this week at Stop the Steal. And the bottom line is now the local media is trying to make it a race issue. Really? Oh, man. All right. What do you think? Can you compare what took place this past Wednesday to what the Black Lives Matter protest over the summertime? Yes or no? Love to hear the pros and cons of this. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning there. Yeah, I've been listening to you this morning. You're exactly right. They are rewriting history from last summer. I mean, we had cities burned down. We had looting. In Seattle, in Portland, I heard somebody say yesterday, those businesses will probably never recover. There's no comparison what happened last summer and what happened at the protest in Washington. And Joe Biden yesterday coming out and saying what he did about the BLM, he has drawn a line. And he's talking about coming together. That was not something he said that will bring people together.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, he was very quiet on the BLM protest, and then they realized it was going to go in his favor when the numbers started coming down. And now, of course, he can say it now. He can get away with it. It was so bad to watch. Yes, I'm sure there were those infiltrated by that of Antifa. I don't blame them. I looked at some of the comparison pictures out there. Some of these were the QAnon. Some of these were creeps. Some of them were Trump supporters that did break the law. Having said this, if this was a court of law, Tom, if this was a court of law, no, if this was a court of law, and you sat back and said, okay, we're going to compare the BLM protest to what took place, the unfortunate amount of deaths, again, it was sad to see what happened on Wednesday, but if you looked at it overall, you can't compare the two.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. All right, that's your phone, not mine. So anyway, so you can't compare the two. You just can't. Here's, you guys ready for this one? Here's News 4 Jax reporting that some of those of local protesters, you guys ready for this? They want the local congressman, John Rutherford, to resign. They're calling him a traitor out here. Here's the latest clip.
An angered group of demonstrators calling for the resignation of Representative John Rutherford stood outside the congressman's Jacksonville office, some holding signs calling him a traitor. The anger, demonstrators tell me, stemmed from Rutherford's response to violent storming of the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump rioters. On Twitter, Rutherford condemned the violence at the Capitol, but demonstrators said too little, too late.
In every way, he is acting like an enemy of the people.
There you go. So that is, who was that? That said that. That was Laura Longanis out there. Here's some of the people that are outside, again, protesting at Congressman Rutherford's office. Here's some of the clips.
In every way, he is acting like an enemy of the people. He is not acting like an American representative. Frankly, I would prefer he would resign. I think he should resign as someone who has participated in sedition.
He needs to resign. He needs to realize that what he did was very treasonous to our country and damaging to our country, and he has no business representing the people of America.
How many of y'all agree with those protesters? 831-0600. Listen, I'm all open for both sides. You guys know this. Mm-hmm. But where did Congressman Rutherford play sedition, in other words, to incite a riot? He didn't do that.
Not at all.
He did what Democrats did in 2001, 2005, and 2017, and that was to object to an electoral process, okay? Listen, we've had elected officials object to Supreme Court justices out there. They have objected to the process. I never called Democrats traitors out there. Were they treasonous as well? How does John Rutherford get thrown into that crunch as well?
It's political opportunism. You know, these are people who probably didn't like the congressman in the first place, so they decided, okay, let's use this and exploit this opportunity to criticize him and call for his resignation, which isn't going to happen.
In fact, do you know what's even worse? I've got people that are emailing me, telling me that Rick Scott and that Florida Senator Marco Rubio should be primaried. I think I think Scott was objecting, or he was going to object to Pennsylvania, but he didn't object overall to the certification process. So here's the other question. How many believe that Rubio and Rick Scott were wrong by not objecting to the overall certification electoral college process?
Yeah, and no one could have anticipated this happening at the Capitol, which is really what it is. And I think that the fair thing to say, both with most of the Black Lives Matter protests, as well as what happened with Stop the Steal, is that you had a handful, a minority of people who infiltrated. Most of the people at both types of events, were not there to cause trouble. They were just wanted to peacefully protest. And then you had some troublemakers who really caused havoc, and that's what's getting the headlines.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm reading, everybody's all over the map this past week. But so some of these guys, some of the gals out there, the demonstrators, that Rutherford is he's a traitor. Just, hey, listen, excuse me, if you can point one area, we'll cover it. We haven't seen it. If you can point one area where Rutherford called for sedition, if you can point one area where Congressman Rutherford called for people to invade the D.C. Capitol, then all means we'll call them out on it. We never saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, this is the most that happened. First Coast News.
Congressman John Rutherford says he will object to Electoral College results showing Joe Biden is the next president of the United States. Rutherford tweeted that he would join a handful of other Republicans backing President Trump's refusal to concede the November election. And Rutherford did acknowledge that the effort was unlikely to succeed in derailing the election.
That's about as close, it's not even close anyway. But that's about as much as Rutherford just said, I'm going to oppose it, because he says he didn't believe enough evidence had been shown to prove that there wasn't fraud. Yeah,
and, of course, acknowledging that it wouldn't make a difference, but he wanted to be on the side of saying, let's do investigations so that if there is anything going on, this won't happen again.
President Trump now says that having seen the Electoral College process, by the way, I'm reading some of the emails last night on Facebook, some people are still thinking that Trump's going to have a second term. Oh, boy. Anyway, President Trump says that the transition of power will take place.
We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Do you know the only problem with this? I think he should have done this much earlier. I know that certain government offices were doing somewhat of a transition. Mm-hmm. The problem with this is, this gives an excuse if something goes south, the Biden presidency, and we know it's going to happen no matter what, they can blame President Trump. Now they can sit back, unfortunately, with some sort of political credibility, maybe. Mm-hmm. They can sit back and go, well, look at the Trump administration. They wouldn't concede. We needed the 2 months plus of the transition of power. They waited to the last week and a half before, excuse me, before they even wanted to put it in place. If something goes south, they're going to be able to blame the Trump presidency.
Now, the timing of this, of course, as you point out, is very important. It looks like he's only doing this because he, quote, has to at this point.
Right. And I think the president is late on this. Now, of course, Democrats say that's not enough. They call in for the removal impeachment. How can you get an impeachment done in 2 weeks? But they say that the 25th Amendment ought to be invoked to get rid of President Trump of what took place this past Wednesday.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer threatening that if the remaining cabinet members do not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from power, they will move to impeach him.
The vice president can invoke the 25th Amendment today, and if the cabinet votes, he's gone. They should do it now.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office. This is urgent. This is emergency of the highest magnitude.
Even one of his closest allies and frequent golfing partner, Senator Lindsey Graham, pulled the ripcord on their relationship. But Graham also dismissing the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous to invoke the 25th Amendment. Many of you worry that Trump may try this, Trump may try that. Mm-hmm. I would agree. I thought there should have been much more of a transition. I think the president should have come out and said, even in the months of late November, December, hey, listen, we're still going to challenge this, but no matter what may happen, we're still going to have a transition of power. I mean, the bottom line is you got a low or you got a slow area of vaccine distribution going out there. And by the way, the reason why that is because everybody's trying to get it.
Right.
And when everybody, for example, I remember when early testing took place last April, around last spring, last summer, there was a backup because everybody had just crammed. Mm-hmm. And of course, Governor Ron DeSantis says, hey, I want to take care of those that are 65 and older. So, yes, there will be a backlog as well. But see, unfortunately, this gives a lot of fodder to the left by saying, because we didn't do this transition of power, which was constitutionally supposed to happen, mm-hmm. they waited through the last minute. This is what's going to end up taking place. So they're going to blame everything on Trump.
Exactly. And it's not going to be I don't believe the 25th Amendment is going to be invoked at this time.
Yeah.
Because the only people that can do that are cabinet-level officials. And we've already had two resigned. My suspicion is they probably have had these discussions, realizing they don't have the numbers. Betsy DeVos stepped down, and so does Elaine Chao, and I believe that's why they probably did it, knowing they didn't have the numbers to invoke 25th.
You know, by the way, several people have been emailing me. Can I ask many of you, how many of you went to Stop the Steal? I mean, I wanted to ask this question. What did you think you were going to accomplish at the Stop the Steal rally? No, nobody has a problem with you peacefully protesting, but to a lot of the Trump supporters, I'm just asking, what did you think was going to happen out there? Did you not think or even believe, or I mean, some of you have been emailing me that are Trump supporters that said, hey, listen, you know, this Stop the Steal, some of the emails Ron and I've been getting, mm-hmm. some of you have been saying that the Stop the Steal, you knew that there was going to be problems there. You knew that Antifa was going to take advantage of this. You should not have done it. You weren't going to win the election. You should have done it at your local. By the way, they did have it in Tallahassee this past week. They had it at other state capitals. You should have left it at your local states to take care of this. And some of you are saying that the damage would have been minimized. But what did many of you Trump supporters out there, and I mean this respectfully, what did you think you were going to accomplish at Stop the Steal rally?
Yeah, turns out I've got three friends who were there now, I'm learning, who were there. They had no intention of actually doing anything illegal. They just wanted to march. Probably the final last big mega, you know, MAGA rally that can be on people of like mind and, of course, make their voices heard.
All right. Just kind of curious on some of that. 831-0600, 646. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40. Right now, 51 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Proverbs 11:18. It says this, "But he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward." That's one of those verses that you hear so often in the so-called prosperity preaching of today. You know that I am not a big fan of that. I believe that we ought to be teaching and preaching the full counsel of God. God does promise us that if we sow seeds of righteousness, we will have a reward. The word speaks of blessings from God. Now, I don't know what all those blessings are, but I do know I have experienced some on earth, and we all ought to be looking forward to experiencing the blessings in eternity.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for its lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters. A group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging the violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C. And President Trump says with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
What we witnessed yesterday was not dissent. It was not disorder. It was not protest. It was chaos. They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists. Domestic terrorists.
That was President-elect Joe Biden. No, he wasn't talking about Black Lives Matter. He was talking about Trump supporters out there. Hey, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Quite a few emails coming in this morning, ed@wbob.com. Ed, here's one from Benjamin. Enjoy the show. The bottom line is, where was Biden over the summertime? Why didn't he condemn the Black Lives Matter protests that were taking place? Ed, I got to tell you something. I'm a Trump supporter. I would have not wasted my time for the Stop the Steal event, but I'm glad I wasn't there. There was chaos that existed, but to compare them to what took place over last summer is technically, yes, it's like summer and winter. Here's one from Ashley. Ed, this Ben Frazier guy you keep talking about, he says that this was a white insurrection. He goes, I noticed quite a few of those in the black community were supporting President Trump. He goes in. He says, in fact, I saw Black Voices for Trump that was at this display, which I did not think needed to take place, of protesting and breaking into the federal Capitol buildings out there. But there were black people there. This wasn't all white people.
Right.
Interesting.
I distinctly remember watching on the news where one of the Capitol Hill police officers was sitting down talking with the lady who had made her way into the Capitol, sitting at some congressman or senator's seat. And she was a black lady.
Yeah.
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently. And the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol.
Then again, it was Joe Biden bringing that up. Here's one from Willie. Ed, this is absolutely ridiculous. The bottom line is that if Biden wants to condemn it, by all means, go ahead. But now to play the race card. Here's one from, this one is from, let me see, there's a lot of them here. Here's one from Linda. She says, Ed, why is the local media using this as a race issue? She says there were other people that were protesting last year, along with those of the Black Lives Matter. Roger's exactly correct. There were a lot of those in the white community. If you want to talk about protest, I can understand to try to maybe to point out the differences or the similarities. But again, to make this as a race issue is absolutely ridiculous. Ed, I heard you play the clip from Aaliyah Carr, one of the organizers of the Shift Jax, the social justice in there, where she says that the BLM groups were out there peacefully protesting. She says that I don't buy into that. If that was the case, then why were there dozens of people arrested? And as the clip you just played, why did Mike Williams have to go on TV and to mention that police cars were being put on fire. I didn't see any police cars being put on fire when I saw the Capitol Hill protests this past week. Here's one from Stanley. Hey, Ed, you guys got it all wrong. The protests that took place this week were much worse than the BLM protest. You say that you can't compare the two, Ed. Believe me, if the Trump supporters were allowed to protest throughout the evening, we would have saw buildings being burnt. Of course, this is one of the emails coming in, and we would have saw police cars set on fire.
That's a possibility. They did find weapons and pipe bombs. So
they found them at the RNC.
Yeah. So that was all a part of that. The unfortunate thing is the vast majority of the people who were part of Stop the Steal had nothing to do with what happened when the Capitol building was charged. They were just there to peacefully protest.
Yeah.
And they were mixed in with people who had infiltrated it. And I think, honestly, the same thing is true for the BLM protests.
All right. 655 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high 59. Mostly cloudy this evening and a low of 40, right now 51 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco. Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra. Rue St. Mark in San Marco. Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway. And the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Imagine if the people on that Capitol today look like me, Chris. Where do you think we would have been today?
Would have been a bloodbath.
And that is the truth.
Now,
we saw the proof when there were peaceful protests, and if you don't believe it, we have the video of people marching on the Capitol because they wanted prison reform. They wanted police reform. They wanted criminal justice reform.
Well, whether you agree with them or not, could you basically say that the Stop and Steal rally, they wanted election reform?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we have the video. There were peaceful protests. We have the I don't know what video Don Lemon was watching. There wasn't peaceful protest when you burned down an historic church in Washington, D.C. We got a lot more of these clips ready to go. 904-831-0600. 831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.